power of the internet to consult right now. Let's
find
how
out.
Tall is Glenn Danzig?
We're going
is
to.
Is that relevant?
Granted, if any of you are listening and actually know who Glenn Danzig
call
is,
in.
I give y'all props. No!
Call in, tell us
no.
how tall Glenn Danzig
no.
is.
No!
Yeah, do it.
Jason forgot how to answer the phone.
I'm going
to
cut off the microphone right now.
It's on the e-board. He doesn't even know how to answer the phones.
Glenn Danzig's 5'3".
Yeah, okay. There we go.
6'3". Doyle 6'3".
Oh, that makes sense.
His guitar. He's 5'3". Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That's like when I found out Kendrick Lamar was only 5'6".
It's like
other rappers that are...
That's not that short.
Other rappers that are only 5'6". Immortal Technique.
I'm only 5'6".
And XXXTentacion is only 5'6".
Nothing wrong with being 5'6".
There is something wrong with
being 6'6".
There is something... When you're X, it's pretty hilarious that he's only 5'6".
Fair enough.
Not strictly being his height.
Too bad he's not Peter Steele, 6'7".
Ooh.
Monstrosity.
Dead, though.
Wow.
So, all
oh, yeah. That's not his fault. All right, I don't know who's supposed to come on after us. I think our binge is just going to keep
highly
going.
Highly recommended.
Highly recommended is actually being subbed for by the person. That's just annex that previous comment.
Okay.
Well, everybody, it's been lovely having you all listen to us. We managed to lose 4 listeners during our show. And that's only according to online. We don't
I'm
even know.
Pretend they all have to get up early and they just
yeah, let's just pretend like they all had finals like I do, which I am currently very much not studying for.
Oh man.
What's a final, dude?
Hey.
Oh, look at you, Mr. I'm a senior working on a project. Oh, I don't know what a final is.
I mean, I'm not a senior.
Yeah, Justice doesn't have finals. You just messed up.
Justice
didn't do it right, dude.
Justice, how's that movie coming along? Can I see
finished.
It?
Yeah, sure. Hit up Ian right now. Like, legit, he has the files. Do you want to see it in 4K or in 1080p?
Why do you have it in 4... Why did you make a movie in 4K resolution?
You can watch it in 4K intention.
You made a movie in 4K resolution.
Watch it in 4K.
I don't
screening room.
I don't need this.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, but why does a movie made by students need to be screened at 4K resolution? Beautiful.
Because I like to be a hardo, all right?
I mean, honestly, like, I guess that's the best answer I can possibly receive. We've already lost one.
No.
Well, we technically lost 2 because Emma hasn't even said a word in the time that we've just been standing here, sitting here.
True?
You've just been on your phone, just like texting.
I have to go though because Jorge's here, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, then you do your thing. This is Justice. It's just gonna be you and I bantering for a few hours.
Oh no.
Oh.
It's not gonna be good.
Oh man. Oh. Well, all right. Well, that's Justice. How's your day going? Justice, do you want to do a talk show for an hour?
Hey, let's do it. I'm fine with that.
No. You can come on. How much of this can you really handle, Jacob?
Come on,
you know you
man.
Want to stay.
You can do it.
I could walk back with you, Jason, or I could just
walk back somewhere. You know what? It's been lovely, you guys. Our listeners, I feel bad for the torture that we make you endure on a weekly basis, but I'm glad that there are those of you who have actually listened to us have stuck it out.
Oh,
you are our biggest, you're our fans, and we're your fans for being our fans.
You just have to everyone's a fan of everyone.
Okay, everyone, have a lovely rest of your day.
It's
and
great.
Good luck with finals.
To me on DVD.
gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
No way would she wanted to change me.
passing as my time is often decided for me. I fell down with no one there to catch me from falling. But she came round, and only her tenderness stopped me from bawling my eyes out. I'm okay, and that's why her life in a nutshell. No way would she ever wanted to change me. It's not that easy, cause my time is often decided.
Giggle at a funeral, knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes, she tells me worship in the bedroom. Heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine.
beneath a willow tree whose tears didn't care. They just hung in the air and refused to fall, to fall. And I knew I'd made a horrible call, and now the state line felt like the Berlin Wall. And there was no doubt about which side I was on.
Ego. Hello, my name is Jim Gray, and I am a judge of the Superior Court in California and a former federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. I would like to talk to you for a moment about marijuana. Did you know that since the federal government first banned marijuana in 1937, usage in this country has actually gone up by about 4,000%? Or did you know that in the Netherlands, where adults are allowed to possess small amounts of marijuana and buy it from government-regulated businesses, fewer adults and fewer teenagers smoke marijuana than here in our country? Or that an American is arrested on marijuana charges every 38 seconds? If you are wondering if any of this makes sense, you are not alone. To find out more, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thank you and good luck to us all.
Love sticks. Yeah, yeah. Love sticks. Love sticks. Yeah. Run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. To make it toe the line, you better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. You with another man, that's the end, little girl. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, or you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Well, it's no thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? 1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Shoot your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
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 I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a K car.
A nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put like a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there would be foods laid out for us, little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Crafted.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mmm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Rich.
mountains where our white toes plunged into the weeping shelter tear our skin up off from the bottom, leaves our ankles bare. Don't just wander back and forth and leave it. Build it into pinnacles and shrines of sun. Some ghastly predicament in mind.
Below.